Okay, we live. Welcome to Rural University, episode 3. First off, again, as always, you know, I got lights, cameras everywhere on me right now, looking good, feeling good. But a little quick update, COVID, y'all. COVID, man, that shit almost took me out. Luckily, I'm still here. Came back swinging and almost took the whole household out, but I'm feeling better. So that's why I have been absent, you know, for a couple weeks. But jumping back into it, man, we're going to be talking about myself, your host, Smitty, and more importantly, some of my trials and tribulations in terms of financial literacy, in terms of money, in terms of doing very well in life, and in terms of fucking up the bag. So, as you know, as I've told y'all on previous episodes, you know, I'm from Durham, North Carolina. Grew up in a single parent household with Mom Duke. Shout out to you, who was holding it down. But didn't have a lot of bread, right? So growing up, you know, very much so a paycheck to paycheck, scarcity mentality, mindset, environment type of a kid growing up. And so, boom, go to Carolina, go to college, graduate, get a little job, got side hustles, and man, start making a little money. So boy, oh boy. Well, actually, before that, before I even get into making the money part, get my job, sales type of a job, commission, you know, based position, working my butt off, y'all, and then just struggling, trying to get over the hump, trying to get that to that commission threshold that I'm looking for, and just getting lumped up, okay? Getting lumped up. Oh, shit. End up coming back, you know, strong, doing well, got my side hustles going, and man, started making a little money. It's going crazy out here in these streets, gambling, drinking, just doing anything, everything, tricking off, whatever. It ain't tricking if you got it. Man, ended up back to being broke. I'm talking about tens of thousands of dollars. Let's just say that. Easily. Tens of thousands of dollars. Right? So now, you know, I'm getting a little older. Starting to settle down. You know, starting to realize, all right, I gotta kind of get my shit together a little bit. And I don't know, probably 5 years ago? 4 years ago, something started doing Dave Ramsey. So what, I'm 32. So yeah, probably late 20s. I don't know, 27, 28. Started like hearing about Dave Ramsey. Ah, man, what is this? Da, 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 da. Getting your finances together, paying off debt and all this type of stuff. And man, climbed out the gutter. Climbed out the motherfucking gutter, y'all. You know, really to get myself together, right? So if you don't know about Dave Ramsey, he's basically a guy who kind of teaches principles of paying your debt off. Paying cash, paying your debt off. You know what I mean? Knocking that shit out one by one. If you got credit cards, if you got car debt, you know, whatever it may be. Just paying that shit off as aggressively as possible. Then once you do that, you kind of get your, you know, savings together. Then now you start paying your house off, buying houses, you know, investing, whatever you want to do from that point financially. But now you should be working your way to financial freedom, right? So I'm listening to this Dave Ramsey. Mom Duke's telling me about it probably 10 years ago when she seen that I was just a firecracker out here. So she tell me about it. Yeah, you know, people are school teachers, or people are, you know, truck drivers and this and that, and you know, making 40K, 50K a year, and they're paying off $100,000, $200,000 in debt. And I'm like, well, unless they're selling drugs or prostitution, ain't nobody bringing in that type of money without doing something illegal. You know what I'm saying? And saving that type of money and paying off that type of debt without no extra outside help. So it took me a while to kind of get my head wrapped around it and to really be disciplined to the level that I needed to be, so that I could win and start getting right. So after a while, you know, started getting myself together financially, started learning more about real estate, which is something I'm into, and that'll be probably something we'll get into later on in other episodes. But now I'm getting to the point of trying to become, you know, rich and then transforming that to, you know, becoming wealthy, right? That's the goal. That's what we always... That's what everybody trying to work towards, right? You know, everybody want to travel and, you know, not work and retire early. So that's it. So again, you know, I've been through probably every financial situation you could probably be in, you know, really just through not being disciplined, through gambling, through alcohol, through women, just through probably every vice that a person could have. I done been there. I done that. You know what I mean? If you listen to the last episode, a lot of my mental health issues and struggles stemmed from dealing with that and then having a bunch of dispendable cash at my disposal. And that's not a good combination. That ain't a good combination. So I did a lot of learning, lost a lot of money, and hopefully people not having to go through what I have to go through after listening to this. So if you out there and you bullshitting, get your shit together, okay? Get your shit together. 54% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. 40% of high earners, meaning people that make $100,000 or more, 40% of high earners are living paycheck to paycheck as well. So just think about that, right? And where are you at right now? What goals do you have? It's a new year. What goals do you have financially? Where are you trying to be? And what you doing to get there? What changes are you making in terms of your budget, in terms of your mindset, in terms of your long-term wealth building for generations to come? What you doing right now? So I challenge everybody that's listening to this, all four of y'all. Nah, I've been having more people than that, man. Shout out, man. I done tripled up, double up, I think, I don't know, 20s something, or yeah, first episode was about 11, 12, then the next one doubled up on me. So, you know, we're going to keep doubling up. They say I need to be prepared to do 100 episodes with zero people listening if I really want to do this shit. So I'm going to be 100 episodes deep of talking shit until you motherfuckers start listening. But again, man, figure out where you are. I challenge everybody that's listening to this episode right now. Look at your bank account. Write down your goals. Figure out where you want to be. Create a plan to get there. Create a budget. Stick to it. Be disciplined. You know what I'm saying? Get your family and friends involved into it, so that way you don't have people tempting you to go shopping and go to the club and, I don't know, buy clothes or whatever it is that your vice is. And do it. Hit me up. DM me at Rue University. If you need to goddamn get some motivation, support, whatever it is. But 2022, man, we're going to be financially literate. We're going to build generational wealth. And we're going to get this money, man. So, again, as I always end every episode, man, if you got life figured out, if you damn got everything perfect, you wake up, it's 75 degrees, sun shining, birds chirping, rainbows, all that shit. If you got everything figured out, then by all means, please come on here. Teach us. spread the wealth, spread the knowledge, you know what I'm saying? But if you fucked up like me, like I was, broke, paycheck to paycheck, fucking gambling, losing 10 bands, tricking off, doing everything under the sun, then bring your ass here and listen and learn and tap into Rule University, man, and we out.